Well, today I'm going to talk with you a little bit about discipline. And usually when we think of the word discipline, not positive things come to mind.
今天我们讲一下神的管教。那么我们常提的管教的时候，常常是一个很负面的词。
I want to start by sharing a story.
开始先讲一个故事。
Not long ago, I was actually here at the church, early.
今天我来到教会很早。
Which is unusual for me, but it's because I thought the meeting was going to be earlier than it was.
我想我们聚会好像是比这要早一些。
I was sitting over at the baseball park and I saw a family going by.
我在棒球场，然后我家人在边上。
And there was a father and a mother and a son, and they had a little red wagon.
父亲、母亲、孩子还有一个推车。
And the father and mother walking along, they looked like they were going for a picnic or something. And the son started going back the other way, crying.
父母好像是去野餐，朝一个方向，但是呢，孩子就不想去，在后面哭。
He wanted to go home or something. I'm not sure what he was crying about.
他想回家，不知道他想干什么。
Anyway, his parents, they just, they stopped for a moment, and then they just kept walking and saying, come along.
他的父母就停下来说，跟我一起来。
At that point, the child, he threw a temper tantrum, he stopped in the middle of the sidewalk, he waited for a while, and then finally, he started following his parents.
他在路边闹，那但最后呢，他还是跟着父母走。
And within 1 minute, he was up there with his parents, he had stopped crying, and his father had gently asked him, do you want to sit in the wagon?
一分钟之后呢，他还是很不高兴。然后他的父母就问他，你想坐在推车上吗？
And the son quickly got in the wagon, and they were pulling the wagon down the sidewalk. Everybody was happy like nothing had happened.
孩子就坐到了推车上，他父母就拉着他在路边走，那么大家都很高兴，就像什么没发生一样。
This is what got me thinking about discipline a few weeks ago, and kind of brought me to Hebrews chapter 12.
那当谈到神的管教的时候，这让我想起希伯来书十二章。
I thought it was interesting that even though the parents kept walking, they were watching their child carefully, and he never left their protection.
就想到当父母离开孩子的时候，尽管他是离开了，但他时常却关注着自己的孩子，好像从来没有离开一样。
And in the end, the child didn't go where he wanted to go, but he rather went where his loving parents wanted to take him.
孩子当然最后没有到他自己想去的地方，但他最后就选择跟他父母在一起，到他父母想让他去的地方。
And I think that's a beautiful picture of what discipline really is.
我想这就是神的管教一个很美丽的图画。
So, I'd like to talk about several aspects of discipline. The first one is the reality of discipline.
我想谈到几方面关于管教的事情。第一呢，就是神管教的实际。
And the word discipline, it comes from a Greek word which includes education, training by discipline, including punishment, instruction, and nurture.
这是一个希腊文，它讲到教育。训练、管教，同时呢，这里包括惩罚，包括教导，包括喂养。
It also includes the care of the soul, the care of the body, and the cultivation of the soul.
这包括身体上的管教，以及包括灵里面的管教。
When you're thinking about the reality of discipline, from the Bible, I think it's also important to look at the recipients of the letter in the first century.
当我们提到管教的实际的时候，我们可以看一看，在第一世纪那里的信徒所经历的。
The letter of Hebrews was written to them probably about 80 AD.
希伯来书大约是主后80年所写的。
And these were second generation believers. They hadn't most of them known Jesus Christ or seen him, but had come to believe through the disciples.
这是第二代的圣徒，那么他们并没有见过主耶稣本人，而是通过其他信徒的讲道而认识主耶稣。
So this is more than 40 years after Christ ascended into heaven.
这当主被提之后40年发生的事情。
And These believers had actually suffered in the earlier days, and they were fairly mature.
这些信徒都经历了很大的试炼，他们相对都比较成熟。
If you look in your Bibles, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32,
如果你看到希伯来书十章第三十二节，
we can learn quite a bit about the people that Paul was writing to.
我们就可以看到保罗这里写的是什么。
He said to them, remember those early days after you had received the light when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering.
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated.
一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的。
You sympathized with those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的基业。
As we were singing, the world is not my home. I really thought about the Hebrews in the early church.
当我们唱这世界非我家的时候，我真的想起早期的希伯来人，在教会中希伯来。
So also looking at realities, I just want to look at what some of the realities of discipline include.
当我们看到管教的实际，我们看看管教实际所包含什么。
And you can see the picture here of the bird. You got the mother bird and the baby bird. And the baby bird doesn't appear to be having too much fun at the moment.
当我们看这张图画的时候，我们看到一个做母亲的小鸟，还有一个做一个孩子的小鸟。那么这个小孩子好像并不是很高兴。
But if you look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6,and verse 11. So go ahead and open up your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. That's mostly where we'll be today.
如果你看希伯来书十二章五六和十一节，请大家翻开圣经，如果你有的话，希伯来书十二章，这大体上就是我们今天所要讲的经文。
I'm going to go ahead and read verse 5 again.
我讲再读一下第五节。
And have you forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons? My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
So the first aspect is that discipline, this is actually, this verse you can see, it's quoted, or in your Bibles you'll see quotation marks,It's taken from Proverbs chapter 3.
管教这个词呢，如果你看它这个是有引号，它是从希伯来书的从那个箴言书第三章所来的。
And the writer of Hebrews is trying to tell the disciples, hey, you guys think discipline is a bad thing, but actually discipline is a very encouraging thing.
希伯来书的作者告诉读者说，你们以为管教是一个很负面的词，实际上呢，管教这个词是非常鼓舞人的。
And one of the reasons that it should be an encouraging thing is because it's a sign that you are a family member, that you're a member of God's family if God is disciplining you.
这之所以是鼓舞人的，因为神管教你，正是因为你是神家的一份子，你是神的孩子。
It's also a sign that God loves you very much.
这同时是一个信号，就是说神非常的爱你。
And it's another aspect of discipline is that it's painful.
当然另一方面的管教呢，就是他有时候是很痛苦的。
So he shoots him straight. He doesn't just say, oh, this is all good stuff. It's easy. No, it's hard.
你当然不能说管教都是很容易、很轻松的。不，它是很困难。
And last aspect, the other reality or truth about discipline is that it's a productive thing.
最后一方面关于管教呢，就是说它是非常有效果的。
Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. It talks about the painful and productive aspects of.
让我们看希伯来书十二章十一节关于这方面。
No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness. And peace for those who have been trained by it.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那些经历练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So you can see that it's a painful thing, but it produces some good things.
所以你看到这是很痛苦的事，但是呢，它却产生出很好的东西。
As you look at the picture of the robin kicking the baby bird out of the nest,
你看到这个图画，你会看到那个当那个孩子的当小鸟被离开这个巢穴的时候
，the mother bird understands exactly what she must do.
她妈妈很清楚这个小孩必须要经历什么。
The baby bird has absolutely no idea why the mother is killing it.
这个小孩子的小鸟，他并不知道妈妈想要做什么。
But the mother knows that if the baby bird stays in the nest, that it's going to be probably eaten by a snake or a squirrel or something.
可是他妈妈很清楚，如果小孩子就像舒舒服服待在巢里的话，可能就被蛇或者被鹰所吃掉。
Or maybe a rat, I don't know.
Maybe, 或者老鼠。
I saw a picture of this about a week ago in real life.
在实际生活了一周以前，我看到这样的图画。
I was sitting on my parents' back porch having a quiet time, and I saw this, it looked like a leaf just fluttering to the ground. And it was about halfway to the ground, and it started going up a little bit, and then finally it was able to fly away.
当时我坐在我父母的后院里，我看到一个叶子落下来，那么在空中晃来晃去，可最后呢，它却离开了。
That was really a beautiful thing.
这是很美丽的图画。
Well, we're like that with God. We don't like the pain. We don't understand why He's doing these things. We think, you know, either He doesn't care for us, or He's not in control.
我们在神面前就像这个小鸟一样，我们不知道神想做什么，我们有时候就知道这是很痛苦的事情。
But we can see that's not the case.
但我们经历过，我们就知道这并不是实际的情况。
So how do we respond when God disciplines us?
当神管教的时候，我们怎么回应呢？
We'll start with negative responses, the wrong responses. So first we talked about the reality of discipline, now we're talking about responses of discipline, or responses to discipline.
我们先来谈一谈很消极的回应，然后呢我们才来看看正确的回应。
If you look again at Hebrews chapter 5, you'll see there are two negative responses to discipline.
如果你看希伯来书的第五章，你们就看到有两种不同的回应。
The first one is to make light of the Lord's discipline. And the second one is to lose heart when He rebukes us.
第一点就是lose light
to make light of the Lord's discipline.
第一点呢，就是从神的管教中学到那个亮光
，or to you could even say to ignore the Lord's discipline.
Okay. 第一点就是不顾神的管教。
And that would be a little bit like you know the bird that keeps just kind of oh yeah yeah right mom don't worry about it and then.You know, so I don't know. Just has no idea what's going on.
就像那个小鸟最开始说 ，OK， 父母，你不要担心了，那个你不要管我。
But I think the second one probably is more the idea of the bird who has lost heart, who thinks the mom hates her so much that it just falls to the ground.
OK， 那么第二点呢，我想更常见，那么就是孩子呢，感觉受到了伤害，那他就不顾了，他就掉在地上。
One negative response is to ignore, is just to kind of cover our ears and just say, you know, complain, make excuses, but turn away from God, like the child I mentioned earlier.
他就非常的生气，他捂住耳朵，不顾父母说什么，然后就跑开了。
And at the stoning of Stephen in Acts, we have the Pharisees who are wanting to stone them. They're covering their ears and screaming.Trying to do everything they can to resist the Holy Spirit.
那么，当使徒行传中，当那些法利赛人拿石头打死斯蒂凡的时候，那么他们这些法利赛人都捂住耳朵，并不顾圣灵想对他们所说的是什么。
Because they could not bear the words that Stephen was saying, which came as a rebuke to them.
因为他们承受不了斯蒂凡当时所说的话。
So these are negative responses. I'm going to move to some. Positive responses, the right responses to discipline.
啊，这些都是一些消极的。那我们来看一看所正确的回应是什么呢？
I think this is a beautiful picture of discipline. I thought about this as I was looking at this quote that I've heard some time ago. Nothing comes to me unless it is filtered through the fingers of God.
当我看到这个图画，我觉得是非常好的一幅图画。这让我想起，没有什么我所经历的，没有什么不是从神所来的。
And when you look at a pot and the potter who's working on the potter's wheel.He's the one who's completely controlling how this pot is shaped.
我们看到这个器皿以及陶匠的时候，我们知道这个陶匠是控制所有这个陶器具的器皿的形状。
As he's applying pressure, there's going to be friction, there's going to be pressure, but he's creating something beautiful out of it.
当这个器皿感觉到压力的时候呢，那实际上在陶匠在塑造它的。形状塑造他的性格。
And the first important thing in terms of a right response to God's discipline is our concept of God, our understanding of who He is.
我们第一点最重要的，所理解管教的时候就要认识神，知道神所要干的是神是什么。
The last picture we looked at, we see these two responses. I think they're flowing out of a misunderstanding of who God is.
那么下面的这个图画呢，就是实际上是一种，就是不理解，那么神是什么？
Now the first person just, ignoring the existence of God, maybe taking the commandments of God too lightly.
那么第一种人呢，就是感觉神好像不存在，那么轻视神的管教。
Maybe not, willing to focus on or think about that, yes, God's loving, but he's also a just God who will judge the living and the dead.
他就是好像神并不是掌管一切的，神并不是最后要审判一切的主一样。
And the second person seems to have another misunderstanding. This person seems to not understand that God is also loving.
那么第二种人呢，我们看到这个图画呢，好像是好像就像神好像没有在说话一样。
And they don't understand, or she doesn't understand the forgiveness, the mercy of God.
他并没有感觉到神的怜悯以及神的宽恕。
So the right response to God requires a correct understanding of Him. And the first aspect I thought about was a loving father.
那么我们第一方面我们知道神是一个慈爱的父亲。
That, the word Abba, really is, it kind of means daddy.
那么这个 Abba 这个词实际上就是爸爸。
And so, a child who understands that they can approach their father with freedom and confidence.
那么孩子都知道在爸爸面前他可以尽情的到前面去，并且呢很有信心的去祈求。
And that's what the Bible talks about in Ephesians 3, chapter 12.
那么这就是神在圣经中以弗所书三章十二节所说的。
You don't have to go there now. The next thing is we have to understand that God's not only loving, but as the potter on the potter's wheel, he's in complete control.
那么第二点呢，就是说神作为这个窑匠，他对这个器皿的形状，他有完全的控制。
And he knows us more deeply than anyone.
他了解我们胜过一切其他的人。
Like I've shared with the youth, the one who knows us the best loves us the most.
我跟青少年就讲过，那么最了解我们的人，他爱我们最深。
So if we have that foundation of understanding who God is, that allows us to trust Him. We're not going to trust someone we don't know.
当我们更了解了神的之后，我们就可以更信靠神。
And so in Hebrews chapter 12, in terms of the right response to discipline, as we understand who God is, the first thing mentioned is to endure hardships. Well, maybe not the first thing, but one important thing is to endure hardships as discipline.
希伯来书十二章说到第一点很重要的一点就是说要忍耐。
And I thought this picture, this is something Toby and I were in the parking lot recently.My son, talking about what if a car hits your car in the parking lot? What would you do with that?
在我在停车场，我就看到，我跟我的儿子就看到这件事，我就问他说，你别的车如果撞到你的车的时候，像这样，你会怎么办？
And I was thinking about that in terms of discipline. I thought, okay, now who's being disciplined?
那我看到管教的时候，我们就想，到底是谁受到管教呢？
Okay, I didn't do anything wrong. I parked inside my lines, and I come out, and my car looks like that.
我并没有做什么事情，我车停得好好的。当我离开的时候呢，当我发现的时候，车就变成这样了。
And yet, according to Hebrews chapter 12, I'm being disciplined.
那么希伯来书十二章说的呢，我确实被管教了。
And it'd be easy for a child to say, I didn't do anything, why are you disciplining me?
小孩子经常就这样说，我并没有做什么错，你为什么打我呢？
But we need to remember that discipline is much more than hitting or other things like that. That discipline includes the nurturing of our soul, includes training, it includes encouragement.
我们会想到那管教呢并不只是鞭打，管教有时候包括喂养，包括教导，包括训练。
And just like this vehicle is going to need some body work that it was previously or that the owner was previously unaware of, sometimes we need body work that we're unaware of.
就像这辆车一样，他以前可能需要一些在他的那个车身的工作，只是他不知道而已。那么就像我们自己也是一样，我们自己需要很多方面要提高，可是我们自己并不知道。
And so, after we come out the parking lot and see the truck, a response where you're receiving discipline might be to look at the truck and say, Oh Lord, okay, have your way with me. Do whatever you want.
我们也许应该这样回应，当我们看到那个撞车的车的时候，我们就说，是啊神，我接受这样的管教，是这样，
And I guess a lot of discipline is just simply God's way of releasing our grip on the things of the world and preparing our hearts for heaven.
很多时候神的管教呢，就是让我们松开自己的手在一些神不想让我们注意的东西，而是让我们全身心的注视着神所让我们所关注的东西一样。
So then this leads us to trust and submission, as we endure hardship. And, submission means to arrange under, to yield to, or to obey.
这实际上就说到了我们要顺服并且要献上。
So I want to move now to some of the results of yielding to God's discipline. What are the results of partnering with God in the discipline process?
那么顺服神的管教的一些结果是什么呢？
Some of the things are transformation. God, as I mentioned, He begins to transform us.
那么第一点呢，就是我们经历了改变。
To make us more and more into His image.
使我们更加像神。
And this means we'll be growing in faith and in hope.
我们成长在信心以及希望中。
We'll be growing in perseverance.
我们在忍耐中成长。
And we'll also be growing in faith.
我们在信心中成长。
I think I mentioned that earlier, but I meant to say Hebrews 11:1 instead of Hebrews 11:6. And it basically just says that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
就是像希伯来书十一章说，信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
And so again, just preparing us for heaven. This idea that God's preparing us for what we can't see.
就是神为我们升到天堂做准备。
Also along with this is it gives us a renewed focus.
并且呢给我们一个全新的关注点。
If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 and 13.
希伯来书十二章你来看十二和十三节。
It says, Therefore strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees, make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
所以你们要把下垂的手发酸的腿挺起来。
And if you'll notice also, you'll see quotation marks around make level paths for your feet.
你会看到引用，就说这里下垂的手，发酸的腿。
This comes from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 to 27.
这里从箴言书的四章二十五到二十七节。
And so let's go ahead and read those real quick.
我们来很快的读一下。
Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you.
你们的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。
Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm.
要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。
Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your feet from evil.
不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
And as I went there, I thought, wow, this is really a neat verse in terms of kind of sandwiching this passage.
我看到这确实是一个很反映这篇信息的很好的经文。
One of the things talked about in Hebrews chapter 12 is it talks about the comparison human fathers that discipline us and how God disciplines us and how there's some similarities but some differences in that.
希伯来书十二章谈到的一点呢，就是我们生身的父亲和天上的父亲的管教，他们有什么相似和不同的地方。
This is in verses 9 and 10.
这是希伯来书十二章九章和十节所说的。
And some of the similarities are that, human fathers love us and they discipline us in love.
一些相同的地方就是说，生身的父亲呢爱我们，所以管教我们。
One difference is they do it as they think best.
那么不同的呢，就是生身的父亲呢，在他所认为最好的方向上来管教我们。
And as my children can easily testify, Dad's not always right.
但是我的孩子呢，很容易就知道，生身的父亲的管教呢，不一定总是对的。
But a difference is God disciplines us for our good.
但是不同的一点呢，就是神，天父管教我们是为了我们的益处。
Not just as he thinks is right, but for our good.
并不只是他认为是对的，而是真的是为了你好。
And in verse 10, the end of verse 10, we say, well, what is our good?
那么第十节最后就说，到底是为我们什么好呢？
That we may share in his holiness.
在我们在他的圣洁中，我们一起来分享。
So that we will be transformed fully into His image.
我们会转变成像他的形象一样。
So just looking or thinking about Hebrews chapter 4, I'm sorry, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 to 27.
我们看箴言书四章二十五到二十七节所说的。
Another difference is that God, His discipline is not just physical.And I'm sure, you know, the parents' discipline is not just physical also, but God's discipline is a deep spiritual discipline as well.
So, 我们看到神的管教并不只是身体上的，更多呢就是你灵魂深处的一个管教。
And if you look at Proverbs 4:27, it says, "Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil."
箴言书四章二十七节说，不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Now in Hebrews, it seems to be focused more on the physical.
希伯来书呢，更多是关注在身体上。
But it seems like Proverbs kind of clarifies that. No, it's not just physical; it's deeper than that.
那么箴言书这里说到，并不只是身体上的管教，而是更深一层。
Also in Proverbs 4, chapter 25, it says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead; fix your gaze directly before you."
箴言书四章二十五节也说，你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。
And looking at the context of this passage in Hebrews chapter 12, the very first verse and second verse, I'll read those first two. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us."
那么作为上下文，我们可以看一看希伯来书十二章一节。我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
让我们来看仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在我们前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，并坐在神宝座的右边。
And so we see here that this discipline, if we partner with God in that, if we say, God, have your way with me, if we yield in obedience to his will, even though it's painful, then it will get our eyes focused back on him, and he will be transforming us more into his image.
如果我们看到希伯来书这里呢，就是我们看到耶稣的时候呢，我们就要忍受这样的苦难，使我们更加像他。
So your reaction to divine discipline.
那么你对神所管教的反应呢？
I've talked first about the reality of discipline, responses to discipline.
这里我们看到那个神管教的实际和神的回应。
The results of discipline.
结果，神管教的结果。
And finally, now I want to look at your reaction.
最后感到神管教的那个回应，你的回应。
So I'm not asking about your reaction to me and my message.
那么现在就想看到你对我消息的回应。
But your reaction to what God might be doing, as he's shaping you in some of the painful storms of life.
那么神对你的管教，你对这个信息的回应，就像是。
So I'd like you to just, spend a little bit of time here. We'll give you a few seconds to just think about some of these questions as they relate to your own life.
那么给你几分钟想一想，那么这篇信息你在你实际生活中所经历的是什么？
Now I'll just go ahead and slowly read the questions and then pause after each one, and you can just talk to God about them.
那么看看这些问题，那么你想一想，然后跟神所说你心里所想说的话。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
So what storms might God be using to discipline you?
那么神会用什么样的事情来管教你呢？
Because how are you partnering with God as he works to shape you into his image and to draw you nearer to him? 你怎么配合和上帝？
让我们一起来思想这两个问题。第一个就是神会用什么样的风暴来管教你？第二个就是你怎么样跟神一起配合他，让他来改变你，来符合他的形象。
The last question is, how have you been encouraged by the results of God's loving discipline in your life?
第三个，你怎么样从神所爱你的管教当中，让你的生活受到鼓励和激励？
Lord, we do thank you that you are a faithful, loving God.
神，我们真是感谢赞美你，你是信实爱我们的主。
That you are sovereign over all.
因为你为我们所承担的一切苦难。
And we just pray you'd help us to look to you more and more.
让我们这是更多的一心一意的来仰望你。
And partner with you in your work in our lives.
这是我们愿意跟你在我们的生命当中一起配合。
Pray these things in Christ's name.
让我们这是以基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.